Welcome students towards this last session of managerial economics. Now that you have already finished the entire course of managerial economics, let us conclude the course with various aspects. What may seem the conclusion is just the beginning. I want to say that after having been equipped with the ideas, now it's your job to use these economic ideas in the world. In fact, you will now understand that whatever you have been learning in the entire course of managerial economics is not just the end, but it's a small beginning, which will help you to use these ideas in your day-to-day life and use these ideas in the present time. You have to remember one thing, that once you go ahead in life, you will be facing problems. We want to say there will always be economic problems. Economic problems, and there has to be economic solutions. So your mind is constantly going on working with what economic problems have. You will get multiple opportunities in your entire lifetime. And in this entire lifetime, you will definitely be affected by the economic problems. And you will have to understand how you are going to find solutions for these economic problems. Correct? And therefore, whatever you have gained till now in the entire course, you can use it for your lifetime. I am purely talking about life facing with alternatives before you. And the moment you are facing a situation of scarcity of resource with alternative actions, selecting one action from that, you have to use the concept of comparing the cost with the benefits. It's always important, students, that you need to understand what are the costs you are paying for your decisions and what is the benefit which you will derive from taking that decision. And that's where you will make use of the concept of the opportunity cost. Please remember, whatever resources that we are using, see, the fundamental problem that economics addresses is scarcity. We all will be facing situations of scarcity in our entire life. It's not that whatever you have studied, it's over. It's going to be there with you for your entire life, not just as a student, but whatever roles you play in your practical life. And scarcity is a fundamental problem. It is a fact which we are all going to face. And therefore, the opportunity cost principle will always be applicable. Whenever you are selecting one thing, at the same time you are sacrificing something else. So you are always going to pay an opportunity cost even when you are deriving benefits from a particular course of action. So there, whenever there is a benefit, there is going to be equally a cost. Therefore, the economic way of thinking is just making you understand that whenever you are looking at these principles, you have to make use of all those terms, all those laws, all those concepts which you have been learning in this entire course. So while making your choice, please try to understand the trade-offs, weighing the cost with the benefits. Every country tries to allocate its resources in such a manner that they are deriving the maximum benefit from allocating that resource. You have to do the same thing in your life, whether it's your time that you are allocating, which is your economic way of thinking, whether it is the money you are spending, whether it is the degree you are taking. You have to always understand it from the point of how you are going to utilize it in terms of getting more benefits with minimum cost that you are going to pay. So students, when we are discussing about your economic way of thinking, you please remember one thing. Even if everybody tries to come and convinces you that see, with your this decision, everyone is going to get the benefit, you must remember one thing. Even if there is everyone getting the benefit, there will always be somebody who is going to pay the cost. So the concept of benefit weighing with cost becomes very, very essential. Students, we have seen that every society allocates its scarce resources for producing various goods and services. Now, whenever we want to understand how a society allocates its scarce resources, we have to ask three questions. What to produce, how much of about it to produce, and about who will get that output. In other words, we have to emphasize the market process that capitalist societies use to answer these three questions. You will find that the economic systems consist of socialism and capitalist, and a combination known as mixed economy. Our society allocates the resources and goods through markets. So, understanding of the market process becomes very essential. Whenever there is a discussion about what to produce, how the resources have to be allocated, you should think of two things. First, who is demanding those products and services? And second, who is supplying it? Of course, you should always think in terms of the market and the equilibrium price. Not all markets are perfectly competitive. We have understood that. A market structure gets divided into perfect and imperfect competition. And all goods that are being produced cannot be analyzed using these tools of demand and supply. But you will be shocked that whenever there is a question about in the whole world how the production is taking place, how the distribution is taking place, you will be going through the tools of demand and supply. Remember, in a perfectly competitive market, the firm tries to use all the resources efficiently. And here, the most important point which a firm takes into consideration is producing the output at that level where per unit cost is covered, using the principle of equating the marginal cost with the marginal revenue. And therefore, an important lesson is that marginal unit is very, very important in making your decisions. It's very important whenever we have to decide how much to produce, we proceed at one unit at a time basis. Should I do this work? If I do this work, what is the benefit? What is the cost? For each unit, we are asked about the cost of the unit and the revenue from that unit. So, please remember, thinking marginally is important when trying to achieve the maximum profit. Students, you have to remember that in the entire decision-making process, whenever you are trying to find the best alternative, you must use the marginal way of thinking. And therefore, when we use this concept of marginal thinking, we are arriving at the concept of equilibrium. We say equilibrium is the central idea in both micro and macro economics. These are the forces which push the markets and the economy towards equilibrium. We can use our knowledge of these forces to understand how the economy will behave, how the economy is operating. You should recognize one thing, that the course is just, even if the course is over, but the knowledge that you have totally grasped from this course is the beginning. Whenever you make decisions, you are going to use trade-offs, opportunity cost, use marginal thinking behavior, understand equilibrium, understand the forces of the market, use the concept of capital budgeting, and also understand the external forces. And therefore, as I said, that in this course, it is just the beginning of how to use these concepts in your day-to-day behavior. So with that, we have successfully winded up the course, and for you, it's a beginning for opening up your eyes towards a world which is faced with lots of economic decisions, and you have to understand and you have to apply whatever you have studied in this course in every small marginal way, so that you become rational people making rational choices using the principle of marginal analysis and coming up with optimum results. Thank you and all the best.